Living with nature means different things to different people. If only we could get others to act responsibly. Today, Jane Andrews reminds us that we live with nature. Nature doesn't live with us. This is A Walk in the Park.
At our house on the lake, recent storms have produced winds that have come from two different directions. The result has been that sediment and debris have accumulated around our dock. My routine had been to put on these oversized waders and remove said debris with a pitchfork. However, this year the project was three times as large. I decided to get an early start and divide the task into three attempts, mostly because I didn't want to overdo it. I'm not as young as I used to be, even though I can think that I am. I also didn't want to get frustrated that the sludge only ends up on our property due to the changing winds. I can appreciate as I am removing the debris that my body is getting good exercise. The sun is shining and the ducks are curious about what is underneath the muck. It would be very easy to direct my thinking to what is responsible for the sediment increase, which is warmer temperatures due to climate change, which leads to more aquatic plant growth, which leads to more post-winter debris. I can't solve that. Then I notice casings from fireworks in with the debris, evidence of someone who chose not to collect their trash. I can't solve that as well. Then to my disappointment, I found the containers and all evidence of someone performing an oil change on their car and throwing it all in the lake. I now understood why all the debris that I had collected had a film on it and why the water didn't look any clearer. We can't solve ignorance, nor the intentional triggering that is aimed at getting under our skin. Right now, I'm still working on removing the oil from my skin and my clothes as a result of this person's actions. With the overwhelming amount of bad news that hit us each day, I try to concentrate on the things I can do. I can clean up my little corner of the world, regardless of who created the mess. I can plant a few things or build a few things that will make an improvement. And I can go to sleep at the end of the day, knowing that I made at least a little difference.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.